Metuneter Volume 6, The Ra Initiation System, Chapter 10, Elements of the Ra Initiation Program. In the preceding chapter, the attributes of the seven personality Neteru and the 72 Hakau for stimulating their subordinate functions was cataloged. Before work can be begun with them, the rules for working with them must be learned and observed. Ra, the spirit, is the doer in your being, willing, wanting, and wishing for things to happen in your life are mere acts that indicate what it is to take place in your life. They are acts of the self which the self, lacking in energy and matter, is unable to carry out. It is the spirit that must receive the will and manifest in the world. To guarantee the spirit's receptivity to the will, it is and its ability to carry it out efficiently, its intelligences and forces, the 11 Neteru, must be maintained in a state of vitality and equilibrium with each other. It is important to remember that the power of realization comes from the vitality of the spirit and the harmony of its faculties and not from the mantras, hakaus. We can liken the various facilities of the spirit to different appliances. Washing machine, radio, television, computers, etc. And the spirit to the electricity that powers them. You can meditate on a mantra all you want. You can meditate on a mantra all you want, and nothing or little will happen if your spirit is devitalized or the faculty you are working with is out of harmony. The vitality and harmony of the spirit's faculties are disrupted by the indulgence in negative emotions. The fundamental source of negative emotions is the human self-image. The vitality of the spirit and the harmonious functioning of its faculties are achieved by living according to the 11 laws of the spirit. The spirit is a body of energy and matter that is guided through the thoughts in your mind, especially the ideas that represent your self-image. Establishing the divine self-image, Ausar. The hierarchical organization of the spirit's faculties. The spirit of man and of God, Neter, is composed of many faculties, Neteru. A major flaw in spiritual studies and religion is the failure to realize that the components of the spirit are hierarchically organized. This fact is reflected in all aspects of nature. The psychological functions of man's body offer a good example. The highest level of function is the genetic system, followed by the neuroendocrine system, completed by the various activities in cells and tissues. In other words, if a health problem originates in the genes, there is nothing that can be done on a lower level to heal the problem. You would have to settle for managing the situation. If the problem originated in the neuroendocrine system, it will have to be addressed at a level for therapy to be effective. Success in spiritual work requires acknowledgement of the hierarchy of being. The chain of command is as follows. 1. God, the Godhead and Spirit. 2. Man's self, consciousness, will, and the divine self, image, Ausar. 3. Man's seven divine persona images. These are the seven faculties of the spirit that are the sources of the seven personality types. These are the chief Neteru or persona Neteru, the so-called archangels. 4. The minor Neteru or talents Neteru, angels. They are the sources of the various talents and variations of the behavioral traits of the chief Neteru. 5. The life force and its 10 pairs of energy modalities. For instruction on cultivating the life force, see my Qijong healing prescriptions. Qijong success, and other works on the subject. Also see my Bazi Fundamentals. These have been presented by Western superstitions as nature spirits, gnomes, sylphs, salamanders, sprites, etc. With the above in mind, it must then be realized that if you address a problem in your life by working with a word of power that tunes into a minor or talent neturu, you will fail or experience negative consequences if the problem originates on a higher level. For example, you go through the preceding chapter and decide that the mantra of Dani El will help you in your acting career. You will most likely not realize your goal, or you may have a bad experience if the problem with your career stems from your violation of the law of Auset, which is the chief netter of the mantra, or worse yet, your divine self-image, Ausar. To recapitulate what has been established thus far, it must be clear that before you work with any of the 72 words of power, you must first be firmly committed to establishing your divine self, Ausar, and the chief netter, the persona image that controls the mantra. The Divine Self-Image Meditation Script. Definition of self-image. You present self-image. Your present self-image is the product of emotionally charged thoughts that reflect themselves in association to situations in life. They state explicitly or implicitly your capabilities and nature as a person or as a member of the class you belong to. Your self-image is human if such thoughts indicate that negative emotions and sensual energies are natural to you, hence unavoidable and or up to a point uncontrollable. The human self-image is also defined by the conviction that you are limited in your capacity to solve your life's problems because of the inherent limitation of human ability to know. You will eventually come to know, if you do not yet, that the human self-image is the master cause of all of man's problems in the world. It must be replaced by the divine self-image, Ausar. This is achieved through meditations and the weighing of the heart and words, which is the subject of the Ausarian initiation and has been dealt with fully in my Metuneter Volume 4, which is a must for the work to be performed in this book. I will here give a very shortened introduction to the work. The meditation script is composed of the following items. 1. The situation that triggers the emotional, sensual, and human thoughts responses. 2. The affirmation of the divine law that will be used to replace the human thoughts. 3. A visualization of acting in a manner that shows that you are at peace in the situation as indicated by the divine law. And 4. A visualization of a blessing coming to you for living in harmony with the divine law. In the work that will be undertaken here to initiate the establishment of the divine self-image, you will perform 3 separate meditations, one based on the Heka and Law of Amen, and the other for Ausar, and the third for Tahuti. The Amen Meditation. To prepare, you must make a list of all your habitual emotional and sensual behaviors and situations in which they occur. Placing the Amen into the mind is the objective of the Amen meditation. The law states that peace is man's natural response to challenges. It is based on the fact that all other responses, anger, fear, worry, grief, etc., induce ill health, lowered IQ, degraded performance, and oftentimes ill conduct, bad habits, and sometimes vices. You must reflect on these facts that have been extensively corroborated by experience and scientific inquiry. The logical conviction from reasoning from facts will act as a powerful engine for transcending the negative emotional and sensual behavior and the thinking that endangers them, for the simple fact that if anger, fear, etc., damages one's ability to perform and maintain well-being, they cannot be natural responses to challenges. Nothing that is harmful to our life can be natural to us, period. It is important to recall what was said in chapter 8. The peaceful state of the spirit is the original state that enables us to accomplish all things, given that peace is a state of non-opposition within the spirit. Success teachers are in the habit of stating that the spirit is 100% receptive to the will. This is true, but with a caveat. You must have first established the ability to always respond spontaneously and automatically with peace to all of life's challenges. The meditation must be conducted in a clean and quiet place that is free from odors. It is advisable that you wear a white, loose-fitting garment which must be clean and that has not been used for any purpose other than meditation. Sit in a chair with a firm seat. Keep your back erect yet relaxed. Do not cross your legs. Keep your feet flat on the floor and place your hands palm down on your laps. Breathe as follows. Begin with the out-breath. On the out-breath, slowly and gently pull your lower abdomen in. Make sure not to pull the abdomen up nor rise the chest. Pull in as much as possible, stopping before any discomfort is felt. On the in-breath, simply let go of the hold on the abdomen and allow the lower abdomen to drop. Once it stops descending, gently and slowly push it out slightly. Do not make a pot belly nor force it to fill with air. The duration of both segments of breath must be equal, usually the normal rate count of 8. Practice this breathing until you are comfortable with it and can perform it without conscious effort. It is this slow diaphragmatic breathing that will take you into the meditation state. The entire breath should last about 7 to 10 seconds. Do a test monitoring with a watch before your first meditation. Ready to meditate? You will coordinate the breathing with the Heka of Amen, both the in-breath and the out-breath begin on the Heka Ung, for Ung, if you prefer, as they are the same. 1. Breathe as instructed for about 2 minutes without the chant. While breathing in, mentally chant Ung, Hang, Kahang. While breathing out, do the same. The chant should be performed for about 8 minutes, at which time you will begin to experience the signs of entering the meditation state. The state will be indicated by a feeling of lightness or heaviness, or the inability to feel your body, or that it is moving or rocking yet it is still, by gentle shocks, increased warmth or heat throughout the body, visions of colors or images, and an enjoyable feeling of calm and sweetness. Once any of these is felt, move to the next stage of the meditation. 1. Vividly visualize a scenario that triggers the emotion or sensual energy that you selected to work with. 2. While visualizing your person in the scenario, instead of making the habitual statements that incite the energy, affirm the law of Amen as follows, quote, "In this and all challenging situations, I am in control and at peace, because peace is my natural response to all challenges." It must be memorized prior to the meditation. 3. Next, visualize your person acting in a manner that shows that you are living in harmony with the law. You are acting in a manner that shows that you have transcended the anger, fear, temptation, you are smiling and having the person or with yourself for having succeeded in living truth, the law of Amen. 4. The meditation should last at least 15 minutes. Keep in mind that you must perform this meditation and all the others that follow until the law of Amen reflects itself automatically in the given situations, as well as the image of how you should act. When you find yourself in the situation, you must exercise your will to live according to the law and its imagery, whether they come to you automatically or not. Acting in contradiction to the meditation will either nullify the meditation or create a state of inner conflict. Once the meditation has taken full roots within you, you will find your person automatically thinking the Amen law and acting as visualized when you are in the situation or you are thinking about it. The Ausar Meditation, Oneness with All. The law of Ausar, as the law of Amen, corresponds to the state of non-opposition of the spirit. Thus, if you want to optimize your ability to achieve your goals and to establish and maintain good health and well-being, you must establish oneness within you and without you. Affirmation of this law is done to counter the human notion that everyone is essentially separate from each other and from God. This law is violated due to the religious and scientific teachings that identify man with his physical body. The conviction that the human, the physical body, is the essence of our being is the chief cause of man's alienation from God and from other men in nature. The violation takes form in the conclusion that people that oppose our interests are enemies and that obstacles in life are against us. It must be understood that the concept of being one with all excludes the possibility of enmity and things being against one. This law is another way of looking at the non-opposition within the spirit requirement for the realization of all potentials. In addition, where opposition is seen as enmity and things are seen as being against us, then the peace of Amen must be lost. This notion must be transcend mere logic. We must transform the oneness into spiritual power by using situations of antagonism to nourish peace in adversity, which is the essence of our divine nature. Acknowledging our oneness with God is the supreme means of transcending our negative thoughts, emotions, and evil acts. If I am one with God, dwelling in God, and God dwelling in me, then God is privy to all of my thoughts and actions. Most people observe moral rules when in the presence of certain people, but let it all hang out in their minds because they fail to realize that the most important being in the world is privy to what is going on. Ready to meditate? The meditation process and observances are the same as before, with the exception that the essential oil of tuberose or green basil, white flowered, can be used. Note, do not use these oils if they have been used extensively in the past for other purposes, as they could trigger images and emotions attached to those situations. The heka is ung, or unk, ausar hung. While breathing in, mentally chant ung ausar hung. While breathing out, do the same. Once in the meditation state, visualize a scenario in which you are in the habit of concluding that someone is your enemy or that the situation is against you. 2. Affirm, I give thanks for the actions taken by, name the person, or for the situation, because he or she provides me with a genuine opportunity to nourish the oneness and peace that are the essence of my divinity. 3. Visualize your person smiling with the person engaging them. If it makes sense, or doing something that shows that you are peacefully accepting the situation or person. If it is awkward or inappropriate to smile outwardly, do so inwardly. See Metu Netter Volume 5 for details of the power of smiling. 4. Visualize a blessing coming to you for having lived truth. 5. Meditate for at least 15 minutes. Make a sincere effort to live the truth with the situation when the situation actually arises. The Tahuti Meditation. Like Ausar, Tahuti continues the theme of non-opposition or peace, which Ra, the spirit, requires as a condition for efficiently manifesting whatever has been willed. In Amen, the peace was nourished by focusing on the fact that it is the natural, hence only legitimate response to challenges. In Ausar, the peace was nourished by acknowledging that nothing or no one can be against us, given that we are essentially one with all. In Tahuti, we go a step further by working for a solution that resolves antagonism in a manner that benefits us and the other person. In actuality, we must affirm all three laws and all situations to live them. They are being separated for the purpose of orderly cultivation. The Heka is Ung Hung Shring. Ready to meditate? On the in-breath, mentally chant Ung Hung Shring. On the out-breath, do the same. Once you are in the meditation state, proceed with the meditation script as before. 1. Visualize a situation in which you are in opposition with someone or them with you. 2. Affirm, quote, I give thanks for the actions taken by, name the person, or for the situation because he or she provides me with a genuine opportunity to nourish the ability to find win-win relate resolutions in life. In time, you will intuit the means of resolving whatever problem you are working on. Such is the power of Tahuti Heka. 3. Visualize your person smiling as you act in a friendly, helpful, etc. manner, and the other person doing the same. 4. Visualize your person and the other person receiving a blessing. If the person was clearly in the wrong, see the person acknowledging the truth of the situation and thus growing spiritually. 5. The meditation should last at least 15 minutes. Once you have made significant progress in the above meditations that aim at taking you out of your human self image and into your divine self, you are now ready to work safely and effectively with the Hakau of the minor Netaru, the angels. And here ends the reading of chapter 10.